We need to give a disclaimer for Ryan's joke.
What do you mean?
Because your joke is as long as your story.
Well, no. Well, kind of. It's like four sentences long. But I wrote it hoping you give me a certain reaction. So if not, then it's going to be screwed.
Oh, don't drag me into this. Don't pull me into the deep end of the crazy pool. You just did.
I'm hoping you give me a reaction back that I was thinking you would. So
okay. Let's start off with the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club in Las Vegas. You hear about the new bouncer?
No.
It's pretty cool. It's a 15-foot robot. Oh. It's named Mech the Bob Johnson. It weighs 4.4 tons and acts as a bouncer at the club. And it's the third heaviest person in the club.
I don't like this idea.
Sapphire debuted Johnson. Wrong thing to say. You don't want to debut Johnson at a strip club. At the Consumer Electronics Show. The club released a statement saying it only makes sense that the world's largest gentleman's club would have the world's largest security guard.
This scares me.
Your move, creep. Is that where the RoboCop statue went?
That's it.
It's working the door at the Sapphire Gentleman's Club.
I mean, how soon until this guy takes somebody out?
Absolutely. That's Roadhouse 2, RoboCop Boogaloo. Is that? Oh, my God. Robo Roadhouse.
Oh, wow.
Be nice until it's no longer time to be nice.
That's scary, though, I'll tell you.
Why?
Because
it's 4.5 tons. It can't move. You get away from it.
It can move once it gets a conscience.
So now you're thinking that the Bob is going to take over the gentleman's club?
This is how it starts.
Dude, over the past 4 years, there have been 300 ways that this is going to start and hasn't started yet.
Well, just wait, man. It's
If I'm on 8 Mile and the Michigan Dogman is working the door at one of the clubs, then it starts. Okay? I'll go with that one. So yeah, there's a robot bouncer at the Sapphire Gentleman's Club in Las Vegas. Don't Google that, by the way, Ryan. I don't know if you saw this over the holidays, but Rudolph got busted. The red-nosed reindeer?
Oh, no.
At a strip club.
Really?
Yep. Said it was not my fault. I was there looking for my good friend Dancer.
Hey!
You know. That's not your nose! Okay. Here we go.
Ready?
J.R.R. Tolkien wrote this joke.
Jeffrey Magram is in some trouble. He's a general in the National Guard.
Okay.
He just got relieved of all of his duties for making his troops take his mom out to go shopping while on duty.
He had the National Guard take his mom shopping.
This isn't the only thing he's done. He's made them drive him 120 miles to a dental appointment, makes him go out and take his trash out. Well, all on duty, this is happening.
What?
So this guy got relieved of it all, yeah.
You think?
But taking his mom out to shopping was the last straw for the National Guard. They said, you got to get out of here.
Driving Miss Daisy in a tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
They held a press conference, though, and it got out of control. You could hear one guy yell out from the back, that's not all we did with your mom.
That was the joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went putt-putt and out to eat and other stuff. I don't know where your mind's at. They did all their stuff besides just going shopping.
You dirty this morning.
What?
You're a dirty boy. Wow. National Guard. Nice. Way to go. Okay. That was the... That took... Let me see it. That's what you wrote?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to show you how I wrote it.
Let me see it.
You know I write things out like I want to say them.
He actually wrote.
I told you.
The press conference got out of hand, though, .. Yeah, halfway through, one of the troops yelled out, .. That's not the only thing we did with your mom, .. They went putt-putt into lunch, .. Jeez, get your head out of the gutter. So you were like, wow.
I told you that's how I wrote it. Whatever, dude.
Is Heidi's happy time between 6 and 10 when you're not there to talk to her? Wow.
I need this reaction, so have this reaction for me.
Jeez. Moving on. Oh, my God. Okay, last story. The Niagara Gazette says the Niagara Falls police received a call about a suspicious backpack in the middle of the road, to quote the Pretenders. The call said the bag was vibrating. The bomb squad quickly arrived and set up a perimeter. They used a robot, not the one at the gentleman's club, to inspect the bag. A bomb squad member slowly opened the bag. It was a vibrating electric toothbrush.
No.
No one was injured by the toothbrush. They
that's
wanted to
good.
Put that in their statement.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, could have been worse. What?
Never mind.
Nah, careful. There's a joke about the National Guard and the guy's
Oh,
mom.
No, not the National Guard. I was going to say they should have got that robot from the strip club. He's pretty good with vibrating things, I heard.
Yeah. Okay, that was better than your joke. Because I have an electric toothbrush. I'd never get it confused with a bomb.
No.
Isn't that kind of, okay, weird. Weird. I'm a big toothbrush guy. Are you a toothbrush guy? You like go through and pick out which ones
one.
You want and everything?
Yeah.
You just get one? No, I'm very, I like to try different ones and stuff.
Oh, are you like a soft brush guy or a
guy? I actually took a trip 3 years ago to the National Museum, the person who founded, who created the toothbrushes here in America.
Really?
Have you ever been there?
No.
Dude, it's awesome. It's hard to find, though. You know why?
Why?
There's no plaque.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah. Now no one's listening.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.